afternoon and howdy to everyone. This is General Beauregard of the UGA Infantry Cavalry and occasionally Place Kickers. Yeah, ever since time immemorial, Georgia has never had a general. But you have one now, General Beauregard. Glad to meet you here on Bulldog Banter and Theater. Now today, before Bud shows up, we're going to talk about some things about what's wrong with college football. Well, there's a lot wrong with it. It's got some rickety ailments it needs to have a look at, but even in a healthy college environment, college football has been subject to many illnesses or syndromes. We will discuss these in somewhat detail later on. Just to give you an example, some schools have Mark Richt syndrome. Early detection is advised. We're going to be talking about teams that have Tennesseeitis, and it's hard to spell that without risking brain cells. Just take my word for it. It's a symptom, and it exists. In addition to Hugh Freeze phobia, Butch Jones syndrome, Miami-itis, Nebraska-osis, Texas-onomy, Seminole retention, and Dabo-osis, Sabin-itis, and Alababalon. All right, now most insurance would cover any of these ailments. However, if an institution discovers that it has any of these potential syndromes or symptoms, they should contact the athletic director immediately and get the boosters involved, because they're in serious trouble and everything's about to change, because schools cannot survive with any of these ailments. Georgia had a long bout of Mark Richt syndrome. It lasted 15 years. That's a rather advanced situation. Mark Richt syndrome is simply a syndrome of doing a whole hell of a lot, but almost getting there, but not quite. We'll get to all those in just a little bit. This is General Beauregard for the UGA Infantry, Cavalry, and Place Kicking. I'll be back in just a moment here. Hello, everyone, and how are you? This is General Beauregard, back with you on Bulldog Banter and Theater. Bud Wheeler will be along later on. He asked me to open up the show here on a Sunday afternoon. I guess the golf course was looking mighty good as we got the extra daylight, thanks to the government. We're talking about college football. We're talking about college footballs that are sick, that need good medical plans. And we're not sure just what they got. We assume they have excellent medical plans and just need to get down there and have a checkup and see if they are suffering truly from any of these ailments discussed earlier. The one we're going to discuss first is Tennesseeitis. Now, we all know what Tennesseeitis is. It's a disease in which grandeur is perceived to be a standard. However, the price of grandeur is always a bit too high. But they're so demanding of their dollar store purchases and insist that they have the same value as Neiman Marcus, and somehow are disappointed with results. Tennesseeitis. Basically, it's a They have the expectations of kings, a little bit cheap in the wallet, and certainly a little bit lack in the pursuit of excellence. Riding on past glory would be a symptom of Tennesseeitis. See, schools like Vanderbilt can't be succumbed to Tennesseeitis. They've never had any glorious history to fall back on, to get sucked up into, to believe is the current, and to delve out of reality and into a delusional experience, which is not conducive to actually improving your football team. So they're going to be a train wreck for a while. Tennesseeitis always ends up as a train wreck. It's very difficult to overcome Tennesseeitis. It can be a lifelong problem, somewhat like an illness that you just have to live with. Reducing your illusions and delusions will be the first instruction from the physician. But Tennessee's done none of that, so they don't listen to the doctor, and they've had 3 bouts of it already and gone through an average of a coach every 2.5 years, if not sooner. They've already evaluated the current coach on their podcast from the upside to the downside and inside now, as if he'd coached for a decade already. Ain't even coached a ball game. Barely assembled a spring practice. And already the Tennessee fans have already made their mind up on this cat about a lot of things. And so he's going to be bringing probably the worst football team in the division to the table. It's all he can do. Now, he might be able to score some points. He'll have to score points. But if he can score points and keep the fans excited, then maybe, perhaps, he can pull something off like Mississippi's doing and just score. Then perhaps at least the interest will continue. However, Tennesseeitis can lead to a complete dullness of the senses from the fan base. And to a certain point, its actual fatal stages are hard to differentiate from the middle stages. But when the final stages have hit, it perhaps is too late. Now, the key to Tennessee is keeping these frenzied fans at least expecting something in the spring. Now, this spring, they're not really expecting much, but then, all of a sudden, they start to. So it's going to be interesting there at Tennessee. Nobody else in the SEC East has a case of Tennesseeitis currently, except for Tennessee, which is a good thing, of course. Florida. Let's take a look at Florida and see how they are stacking up on a health checkup. Do they have Mark Richt syndrome? Absolutely not. However, their coach Dan Mullen will probably one day have his name attached to some ailment of sorts, because a Dan Mullen syndrome could be a fatal thing as well. But Dan Mullen syndrome has not been officially diagnosed and assessed as an actual phobia due to a lack of experience and a lack of study. Given a little more time, it probably will make the medical journals and will appear as a syndrome to be watched and, of course, given symptoms and cures. Kentucky. Kentucky is a rather healthy program. They understand what they are, they understand where they are, and they understand how they can get a little better every day, and that's what they try to do. Nice and solid program, and for Kentucky, that's like a major upgrade. Missouri is a operation that can sometimes get a quarterback. And when that happens, they can be kind of dangerous. I don't see them having any of these symptoms here on any of these major illnesses, other than perhaps a slight taste of Seminole retention. It simply means they're not able to express their offense in such a fashion or their defense as they have in the past. And so they need to probably check on that. And it could be some things they can clear up with some therapy. South Carolina, that's the new Clemson colony over there, and they don't really have any of these diseases either, except they have South Carolinitis, which means they just never done anything, and no one knows why. It don't work. They got everything people need. They got the facilities. They've had coaches, and they've had a little success once. But basically, it's a fan base. It's got all the ingredients except anything to talk about. One trophy, one East Division title, and one ACC title, and a couple of good seasons. That's about it. Vandy is Vandy. We done talked about Tennesseeitis. Make sure your school is not suffering from any of these ailments. If you have any reason to believe that your school has any of these symptoms, it is advised to seek medical attention immediately. Now we bring you a special treat from Bulldog Battery Theater. We're picking up on ESPN's simulated game between Oregon and LSU. We weren't able to get the first half. It's 19-3, LSU leading Oregon, and I was able to get some recaps, and it's basically Oregon can't seem to do anything offensively. That SEC defense apparently showing up, and LSU has an offense that can really move the ball between the 20s, mainly this from short West Coast safe passing and from a game-managing quarterback who can't make big throws. But they are able to get drives, and they've gotten field goals, and so they're in good shape, really, even though their offense hasn't looked good. 19-3, we're going to pick that up for you when it comes back on Bulldog Battery and Theater. This is a special Sunday treat. We don't have any football, but we have some simulated football. Oregon, LSU, courtesy of ESPN and Uncle Lou. We'll be back in just a moment on Bulldog Bandera and Theater. Don't go away. Don't forget this ball game, a simulated ball game, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
He really got a hold of that kick.
Touchback. Definition 409, thank you for the super chat. He says, Lou, my wife left me for a younger man with a better job. How do I win her back? You look like a man that has it all together. Big help, please. My wife left me for a younger man with a better job.
It's going to require that kind of effort to be able to win this game.
There's got
to
be some sense of urgency.
How do I win her back? Why would you want to? You're asking the wrong question. Seems to me like congratulations are in order. Good riddance.
Runs it and tackle in the backfield.
Good pursuit by LSU on defense.
Oregon not able to get anything going on first or second down. It's going to be 3rd and 10 on their opening possession of the third quarter. This looks awfully familiar so far.
Third down.
Third and 10.
Third and 10, back to throw. Shuck looks, fires deep down the left-hand side, underthrown. Should have been intercepted. It was intercepted. God almighty, Oregon is absolutely horrible. Look at that tip drill.
That was as good as a punt.
They're going to review that, aren't they? Sure did look like that thing hit the ground. Friendly call there. A terrible decision to throw that ball, though. Horn Dog takes over on their own 35 after another Oregon turnover. Hand off up the middle, same result. LSU, man. I mean, they're dominating the game on a scoreboard where it counts, but they haven't been able to get anything going on the ground. The Oregon front, been too much for the Corn Dogs so far this game, at least in terms of the ground game. LSU not giving up, though. They come out in I formation again, running up the middle again, find some room this time. Picks up 7 or 8 yards, going to be 3rd and 7. Definition 409 says, I miss waking up to her and my kids each morning. Well, the kids part makes sense.
Quick out to his receiver. Tackle made at the 40.
Complete, but short. It's going to be 4th and 1. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you can do like I did and Stacy left you, you can get divorced.
Die. Back deep to return.
Then when you can't stand it anymore, you can get back together. Just don't marry her. That's what I did. When you, you know, miss your kids so bad or whatever. That's what I did.
Well, the coverage team did their job and made the play. Safety defense can continue the effort.
Well, let's see if he can shake off that pick that he tossed last time out.
First and 10 now for Oregon.
With the same game plan as before. You don't make changes after one play.
Man in motion. Hand off up the middle. Oh, that wasn't a face mask. Well, he ripped his head off. Second and 6 now for Oregon. Takes off running. Has a hole and gets the first down. Tyler Shuck, 11 yards on the ground. That time moves to chains. Hand off. Finds a hole. Oh! Got sat down quick. Not before he picked up the first down. Might be the best drive Oregon's had all day. First and 10 now up near their own 45. Shotgun. Hand off. Oh, nowhere to go that time. Loses 2 yards. Second and 12.
From their own 41-yard line. It's second down.
Another handoff. Oregon keeping things on the ground on this drive. Probably a good idea after the slew of turnovers they've had. Third and 7. Probably going to have to throw it here. Shotgun, 2 wide receivers. Back to throw. Looks. Fire short of the first down marker. Caught. Except the first down with the yards after the catch, though. Moves to chains. First and 10, Oregon inside LSU territory on the Corndog 45. Lizard Circus says, okay, Slim, fun fact. A child born during the last Miami National Championship would now be old enough to commit to play for the Canes and then decommit a week later to sign with a better team.
Little stumbles like these can kill your offensive progress.
Y'all are sick with that Alabama-Miami trash talk.
First and 15 now after the penalty.
Penalty was on Oregon, backs him up 5 yards. So instead of first and 10 at the LSU 45, it's first and 15 at midfield. Shotgun, back to throw. Good protection, but again,
he tackles him hard at the 42-yard line.
Held the ball way too long and takes another coverage sack. Loses another 8 yards on top of the penalty. That makes it second and 23. And Oregon, after starting to drive off with a couple of first downs, has now shifted the car into reverse, and they're going the wrong way. Second and 23, handoff up the middle.
And it carries the ball for a nice game.
Good for 6 or 7. Third and 16, third and long. Got to put it in the air here, which is a dangerous thing for Tyler Shuck to do. He's proved to be hot doo-doo for the majority of this game. Shotgun, back to throw. LSU brings the heat and gets to him. They sent the blitz. It got home. Sacked again. Nothing he could do that time. Pressure came right up the middle. Tyler Shuck goes down, 4th and 22. So what started off as a promising drive ends up just about where they started and forces yet another Oregon punt. I guess a punt's better than a turnover. Glass half full if you're an Oregon fan. Punt better than turnover, I guess. I don't know. 4th and 22. Oregon punts it away. LSU's going to field this one at its own 20. He's hit right away and dropped at about the 22. Not much doing on the return, but Corndog will take over first and 10. They lead 19-3 with 3:23 remaining in the third quarter. Game 2, round 1, Blue Tube Disappointment Playoffs 2020, as voted on by you, the comment section. Four most disappointing teams, according to you guys, were LSU and Oregon, which we're seeing play right now. And Michigan and Penn State, which we saw play last Thursday, and Michigan beat the absolute doo-doo out of them. So Penn State, by losing, advances to the finals to play the loser of this game, which as of right now, look at that, Oregon, Jesus. LSU tries to give the ball to Oregon, and they served it up on a silver platter, hit the guy right in the face. And the loser of this game will play Penn State next week for the title of the most disappointing team of 2020. Hand off LSU up the middle. Picks up 5 yards, brings up third down. Now clock ticks under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. LSU still on top, 19-3.
41.
Shotgun back to throw on third down, looking to set up a screen. Complete. Can't get the block in that time. Drop for a loss. Fourth and eight. The Corn Dog's going to have to punt it away here.
So this is the playoffs disappointment round. Disappointing teams. Playing it off.
This is a great punt blocking team, and it looks like they're going to try to get to this one.
There's the snap. The kick is away. Oregon's going to field this one on their own 20. Up to the 25 and brought down short of the 30. First and 10, Oregon takes over on their own 27 or 28-yard line. Down 19-3. They're not out of it score-wise, but their offense has just been so bad it's hard to imagine them scoring enough to get back in this thing. But we'll see. They come out with a shotgun first down. Shucks back to throw. Fires. Hart hit immediately. Picks up 5 yards, though. Little wheel route out of the backfield that time. Second and five now for Oregon. Back to throw again. Looks, fires to the other side this time. Caught up near the first down line. They're going to say he's a little bit short. Third and less than a yard. Nick Saban died. Thank you for the super chat, Slim. If Nick Saban dies under mysterious circumstances, my money is on the president of NASCAR. He said he will get his fans back by any means necessary. That would definitely be the quickest way to do it. Oregon picks up 7 on the ground on first down, makes it 2nd and 3, and they're up near midfield now. So, starting to put a drive together again. They did this last time before bogging down. See what they can do here. 2nd and 3, hand off to the slowest player in NCAA football history. Did y'all see the way that guy was moving? My God. 3rd and 1. They got a convert here. And somebody moved. Look at this. 3rd and 1. They false start. Now they're 3rd and 6. Boy, they just keep shooting themselves in the feet.
That's when you don't want those kind of things to happen.
In the webbed feet at that. Not only are they feet, they're webbed feet. 3rd and 6. Shotgun. Empty backfield. Back to throw. Fires caught, but I can't, boy, you throw a pass 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage on 3rd and 6. That's some right out of the Georgia playbook right there. 4th and 8, 3rd and 6, you throw a pass 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Uh-oh, what happened? Oh, hell, hold on. Okay, there we go. It'll be back on in a second. Hold on. Hold on.
Well, we have technical difficulties with our ESPN assisted production of the losers or the most disappointing players.
There you go.
Here we are. We're back now.
Glitch in the matrix. Don't worry about it.
Yep, that could have been big if he could have gotten a few more blocks and was able to find the seam.
Their last drive ended in a punt, so this quarterback's going to be looking for something better.
First and 10 for the Corn Dog. Stiff arm didn't work. Loses a yard. 2nd and 11 now. Under a minute to go in the third quarter. LSU still on top 19-3.
From their own 23-yard line. Second down.
Draw play. Lots of room up the middle this time. Picks up 8 yards. Short of the first down. 3rd and 3 now for LSU. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. The clock is ticking. Probably be the last play of the quarter here. Another handoff. Tries to get outside. Can't. Oregon runs him down. Drops him for a loss of 3 or 4 yards on the play. So the Oregon defense comes up big again. I mean, I think you got to give the Oregon defense a little bit of credit. I mean, Oregon's offense have turned the ball over time and time again. The defense gave up the one touchdown. Other than that, it's been a field goal fest. They've really kept Oregon in this game. Their offense has just been absolutely abysmal. But once again, Oregon's going to get the ball back down 19-3 with a chance to cut into the lead. They field the punt and return it up to about the 40-yard line. They're going to take over 1st and 10.
We head into the final quarter.
Start of the fourth quarter.
19-3, LSU. Welcome back to the action here as we resume play here in quarter number four.
The offense is looking to be a little bit more successful with this drive. As they
first and 10 for Oregon, just across their own 40. Draw play, a little bit of a hole, runs one man over. Good for 5 yards, now second and five. Go Tigers 504, thank you for the super chat, sir. He says, glad I stuck around during the offseason. Like you said, I love this place. I'm glad you stuck around too. It's not as stressful here in the offseason because we all know no matter what happens, our team ain't losing next weekend. It doesn't matter what happens. There's no way our team is losing next weekend. None of us. A lot less stressful here in the offseason. Big completion there for Oregon. One of their biggest plays of the day. Long out route from the right side of the field to the left. Complete. First and 10 now for Oregon on the LSU 36-yard line. They come out in a shotgun, four wide. Draw play. Tries to get outside. Makes one man miss. Runs over another man and falls forward and ends up turning what looked like next to nothing into a 7-yard gain. Second and 3 now for Oregon. Shotgun, four wide again. Quarterback keep. Spins up close to the first down, stumbles and falls just short. It's going to be third and inches. Tyler Shuck now has 10 carries for negative 1.7 yards. Option play. Shuck's going to keep it. Gets the first down and then some. Needed an inch. Picked up 6 or 7 yards. Moves the chains. First and 10, Oregon, inside the LSU 20. Up near the 17. Shotgun, three wide receivers. Option again, keeps again. LSU was ready that time to drop him for a loss of 1 on first down. Makes it second and 11. Oregon's got to come over with a touchdown here if they've got any chance of winning this game. Second and 11, shotgun. Option. Shuck is hit right away and dropped for a 4-yard loss. Third and 15 now. Ball in the air at some point.
And once again, they'll come to the line trying to cover.
Third and 15.
Down.
Now they know you're going to throw it. Almost intercepted. Incomplete. Probably should have been intercepted. Fourth and 15, and it looks like they're going to go for it here.
The quarterback in the gun. Empty backfield. 5 wide receivers in the formation.
Just over 5 minutes to go, fourth and 15. Complete. Short, well short of the first down, though. Oregon turns it over on downs. I don't know. You got to take a chance there. You've made plenty of bad passes. Why not make one more across the first down line rather than an easy completion? It only gets you half the distance you need. The Lord will never know. Maybe lie.
Just 2 touchdowns.
Oregon completes a pass on first down over the middle, picks up 5. It's going to be second and 5 now for LSU. They're not going to be in any hurry. Max Johnson's still in the game. Five minutes and the clock is ticking.
From their own 19-yard line, second down.
LSU on top 19-3. So they lead by 16, so 2 scores and 2 two-point conversions is the lead. Pass complete. Gets his feet down. Steps out of bounds and stops the clock. Nope, they keep the clock going. 4:40 and the clock is ticking. First and 10 LSU.
And he is drilled at the 20-yard line.
Play action pass. Didn't fool anybody. MJ Cunningham with the sack. Drops Max Johnson for a 5-yard loss. It's going to make it second and 15 now. 4.5 minutes to go.
Ball on the 20-yard line.
Screen pass complete, looking for some blocks, gets loose up the sideline, needed 15, gained 20. On a little screen pass. Back got loose, scampered up the sideline, picked up 20 yards, moves the chains. You can literally see the life draining out of the Oregon sideline as they know this thing is over.
It's first and 10.
First and 10 for the corn dog. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to go, and the clock is ticking. LSU comes out in a shotgun. They're going to throw on first down. looking, holds on to the ball way too long, takes a sack. Seems to be a theme in this game. These quarterbacks love holding on to the ball. A lot of pointless sacks in this game. Drive a coach crazy. Drive Uncle Lou crazy, too, when Georgia does it. It literally drives me out of my mind. Second and 18 now for LSU. Back on their own 31. They come out in a shotgun here. 3:55 to go. Max Johnson looking to set up a screen. Complete. LSU loves to screen. Oregon figured it out that time. Holds them to a gain of 3 or 4 yards. Third and 14. 3:40 to go. Oregon's got to have a stop here. Back to throw. Fires. Complete. No one near him, and he picks up the first down. Third and 14, they throw a 6-yard pass, and they convert the first down with yards after catch. How do you let that happen? Who knows? First and 10, definitely over now. 3.5 minutes to go. Oregon does have 3 timeouts remaining. Probably going to have to start using them here pretty soon. Max Johnson under center. God, they're going to let this clock tick all the way down, too. Nope, they don't. They snap it, draw up the middle. Nothing doing. Oregon front 4 makes the stop. Gain of 1 on the play. Second and 9.
We've got a second and 9 here. Ball on the 47. Less than 3 minutes in the game.
Under center again, I formation. Max Johnson. It's the snap. Hand off up the middle. Oregon's defense ready again. Picks up 3 or 4, though. Third and 4. Oregon's still not calling a timeout.
Play number 10 on the drive.
Clock's ticking, 2:20 to go.
They'll spread the field.
Third and 4. They can hold them here. They can probably force a punt. Now they change the play. Now they're going to let this thing tick down. 10 seconds to go on the play clock. Game clock moves under 2 minutes. Snap. Max Johnson back to throw. Fires. Incomplete. Stops the clock. 4th and 4. LSU will have to punt here. Can't kick a field goal. Let's see if they can pin Oregon inside their own 10-yard line. There's the snap. Punts away. And flies through the back of the end zone. One last chance for Oregon here to score and make it interesting. Of course, they're going to have to score and get a quick onside kick, score again, and make a 2-point conversion both times. All that just to tie the game up. Tyler Shook back to throw, fires. How was that not intercepted? Holy moly. Boy, this Tyler Shook is absolute doo-doo. Absolute doo-doo on a plastic plate. Second and 10 now, 1:41 to go. Back to throw again. Sacked again. Lucky he didn't fumble that one. Loss of 8 on the play. Third and 18 now.
So the sack makes this third and very long. A little over a minute in the game.
Snap, 3rd and 18, and they throw a damn screen pass that picks up 2 yards, 3 yards. What a joke. What a joke. And this is who Alabama's next head coach is, Mario Cristobal. What a joke. What a joke. Deep down the sideline, incomplete. And any hopes or dreams that the Oregon man had of some miraculous comeback are dashed with that, as LSU will take over with 1:01 to go in a 19-3 lead. This game's all over but the crying. Congratulations to the Corn Dog. You will not be the most disappointing team of 2020. This is a loser advances tournament, obviously.
Makes it to the 12-yard line.
LSU will not be losing.
Their first time out of the half. From the 12-yard line, it's second down. Nice run, a and he's brought down. Oregon will take a timeout. That's their second of the half.
Third and two. LSU going to pour some salt in the wound here. They're trying. There it is. Touchdown, corn dog.
That's a huge touchdown on the ground, Herbie. That might do it.
Add an insult to injury there. Scoring late in this game. Already. It was already over. LSU wanted more. Extra point is up and good. Makes it a 26-3 game with 53 seconds remaining. Only LSU's second touchdown of the game, though. Really, this was really a defensive game. Both defenses, I think, played pretty well, even Oregon's. You look at all the turnovers that Oregon committed on offense and then see that the defense held them to only two touchdowns and several field goals. I think you got to give some credit to Oregon's defense.
So LSU,
but man, Oregon's offense was just absolutely pitiful. They were never able to get anything going. Way too many turnovers. Couldn't run the ball. Tyler Shook was terrible throwing the ball, as I'm sure we're about to witness again here on first and 10. Chucks it. Right to an LSU player and intercepted. So right on cue, Lustradamus over here. I predict the future in my spare time when I'm not busy regaling you all with tales of the stupid here on YouTube. And there you go. Tyler Shutt comes out right on cue, throws it straight to the corner.
LSU will just line up.
LSU in a victory formation now. They'll have to snap it one more time.
LSU in a victory formation.
Clock and a play clock, so they will have to take one more knee, and then this one will be over.
And LSU will not be the most disappointing team.
They ain't taking no knee. They're going to try to score again. Look at this. No.
They run a play action.
Oregon celebrating that last tackle. That's amazing.
And that does it.
Congratulations, LSU and the Corn Dogger.
LSU's won.
You have defeated the Oregon
game.
Ducks in round one of the 2020 LuTube Disappointment Playoffs.
Ducks will
therefore,
go
you
on.
Are not the most disappointing team of 2020. That's Oregon and Penn State. We'll crown a champion next Thursday night. We'll do the call-in show from 10 to 11. At 11 o'clock, we'll fire up the Xbox again, and we'll play the championship game at a disappointment playoffs featuring Oregon Ducks and Penn State Nittany Lions. Two teams will enter.
Okay, so there you have it, the disappointing playoffs, and Bulldog Banter and Theater is happy to bring you that. And the Corn Dogs weren't a total flop. They avoided being the most disappointing team of 2020, according to this. And so there you have it. Bulldog Banter and Theater. Hello, I am Bud Wheeler. Nice to have been back with you. Thanks very much to General Beauregard for covering my tardiness on this program. We brought you some health recommendations from General Beauregard. We brought you the losers disappointing playoffs, LSU and Oregon. And so LSU, according to this, officially avoids being the most disappointing team of 2020 as they defeated the Oregon Ducks on ESPN Simulcast. And you heard the second half right here on Bulldog Banter and Theater. This is Bud Wheeler. Thanks so much for joining us. And as always, go Dawgs!